Knowing that in, say, Buddhist history, in Sri Lanka, about 1,000 years ago or so, there was a famous monastery in Sri Lanka that called Abhayagiri, and it was very large, thousands of monks, probably thousands of nuns as well. And that was it was a monastery that straddled different lineages and traditions. And was a practice tradition, very much a practice tradition. It's like for most traditional Buddhists that have heard of the Visuddhimagga, which is a commentarial manual on teachings and practice, but it is, has a very strong element of the. It's out of a monastery that was the Mahavihara in Sri Lanka, and it is a bit more of a. It still exists, I think. The scholarly tradition, and but the there's another book that was a manual of practice, Vimuttimagga, and it came out of Abhayagiri, and it was a much more of a practice manual, a meditation manual. I mean, it was grounded in the teachings, but it had a bit more of a flavor of meditation and practice, mental training, than the theoretical aspects of the scholasticism. But that was Abhayagiri. It had that lineage. But also what happened was there had been this back and forth over many centuries. And finally the king at that particular time in Sri Lanka decided that the Mahavihara, the other monastery, should have primacy, should be the prime. And Abhayagiri should not, so it was actually disbanded. The remnants are still there today. There's a huge, huge stupa that still exists today. I went a few years ago and paid respects at the Abhayagiri stupa. It's a quite moving to see. But anyway, that sense of having a place of practice, having a place of refuge, and again, that's where these it encompassed the different lineages. And because Master Hua made the offering, he's a Chinese Mahayana monk, it was a way of honoring him as